Next, we have two stories about what happens when opposites collide. First, our cowboy poet Baxter Black has been visiting jewelry counters with his wife.
Mostly, I was standing around watching solicitous salespeople hover over my wife the way my dogs flock around me when I walk outside with a plate of scraps. Mall jewelry store employees dress a little snappier than the average supermarket clerk. A piercing is not uncommon, but it's always tasteful. You never see a salesperson with a javelin through his eyebrow, and usually the only tattoos you notice are the discreet flowers, arrows, or sunrises in the small of their backs when they squat down. I keep waiting for one of those tattoos to read, "Honk if you love Britney!" Well, suffice it to say, it is not a place where a cowboy is right at home. A customer approached me and asked, "Do you think this looks feminine?" He was a robust young man with pink cheeks, the kind of hair that only gets combed when you go to town, and wearing his best pair of work boots. The ring was quite dainty on his big hand. It had three diamonds and lots of curlicue engravings. "Do you ever plan to wear it?" I asked diplomatically as his mother eyed me. "I'm getting married," he said. "Well," I asked, "are you an accountant or a jewelry store clerk, or do you do outside work?" "I'm a hockey player," he answered. "So, you need a ring that comes off easy, because you don't want to be hanging that ring on a ladder, table saw, or the goalie's front teeth. A breakaway, disposable one made of biscuit dough or rubber bands would be best, but they're hard to find." I suggested he get something wide, without sharp edges, no stones, nothing sticking up, and wear it only when he wasn't going to be changing the fan belt, cutting grain, roping calves, or pushing pucks. "Can I see yours?" he asked. I showed him. "Do you like it?" he asked. I said, "You know, I'm not wearing it for me."
That's cowboy poet and philosopher Baxter Black, as he demonstrates some interesting things can happen when very different people meet.